Guest on our program today, we've got Joshua Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District, joining us. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So what are we doing? Last couple of days for students? Is that where we're at?
It is. Yeah, I think we're about 99% of the way there. we would have actually been done last Friday, but due to inclement weather and a variety of things, we went ahead and we extended the school year 3 additional days just to get us to our hours. So kids will be in session this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be our last day with kids, and then we'll wrap everything up with staff on Friday.
Nothing new. Everybody else is doing it too, or pretty much everybody else. And it was just one of those, the way the school calendar was, you did not have a lot of flexibility in there. And again, that's the same thing. Yeah, we'd heard it. We talked about it at the beginning of the year. Not a lot of flexibility.
There was not a lot of flexibility. I think we had, probably 3 or 4 days built in with our hours. And just the way the weather was with a number of below temp. I mean, I think we had 25 to 30 below, and we had 2 or 3 storms that went through that just caused us to, delay school and or cancel school this year. And ultimately, I'd rather have them in May coming back rather than an accident in January.
The blizzards came on Wednesdays, so what can we say? That's right in the middle of the week. That had a big impact. It's what we get. We are wrapping up. So on the year, and again, we wrapped up really good. State track meet activity going on, and now moving into softball and baseball time.
Correct. Yeah, honestly, I'd say just the month of May was just extremely busy for us on like culminating experiences, really just kind of putting that bow tie on the school year. It goes from, the Bob Mullins Field Day, which we have for our elementary students, for 8th grade recognition, commencement, graduation for our seniors. We had a senior award night. You already indicated our state track meet were a significant amount of success and PRs for the individuals that were down there. So overall, not to even mention, we held a district track meet.
I was going to say, though, that was that was a wind. Well, definitely a windy experience.
It was a windy experience.
Ryan was telling me tales about how do you keep the high jump bar in place until somebody jumps, and then did the wind blow it or did they hit it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, there were some challenges with it, but again, you did get to host it.
We got to host it, and I think what I really want to really emphasize to our listeners here is all of these things. I sit back and I'm able to watch and see, and it doesn't happen by happenstance. It requires people doing that work, and we rely on our community so often. And when we ask, I think the month of May has really showed me that they show up. Whether it be a district track meet, or we handed out $623,000 for our seniors for senior recognition, or being at the Bob Mullins and we have hundreds of families there. Our community is supporting our school, and as a superintendent, I'm just honored, and I'm very appreciative of them showing up during the month of May.
Well, and we did have a lot of other recognition things too. Your FFA had done some things. Again, it's yes, folks. Ogden has their FFA is separate. It's used to have a lot of these students were participating with Boone, but now you have your own program.
We do have our own FFA program, and they're doing great things there. We've had either state participants, some of them even qualifying for national events, and they're doing a number of things in the classroom as well as just service leadership. They recently even did a sale for some things that they were growing in their greenhouse. Our FFA program, all of our student organizations for that matter, whether it be our Family Consumer Science program, our robotics program, we just got a lot of really good clubs going on right now in Ogden.
Do you have robotics go to Texas or something? Wasn't there something
a couple
like
years
that?
Ago we did, Jim.
They're rather successful in what they're doing. Did want to mention, because throw it out for all schools, month of May, school board of month, and you did have some board recognition in there. And once again, it's all about having those boards. I mean, they're not in it for the big bucks.
Well, yeah, if you're in it for the money, you're going to quickly become broke.
You're in the wrong one, yes.
A lot of people fail to realize, but our school board members, it's free. It's volunteer. And honestly, I'm so appreciative of all that they do. And we did take the opportunity during our May board meeting to just recognize their contributions to the work that they do in supporting our school district and ultimately our community as a whole. We gave them a small little token of our appreciation, sure. Actually a flower that was grown by our students. And then we also, ISB, which is our school board association, honored them with some type of a recognition with a simple certificate for their service.
Does your board do the continuing ed, the continuing training? Because that's one thing that I've seen a lot of boards are really committed to doing that. Maybe not all board members, but most are pretty committed to doing that additional training and education.
Yeah, we've dabbled in some of it, and some of our school board members have gone to conferences and mm-hmm. professional development with me that has been presented by ISB. And I've looked at maybe how do we get all of our board members possibly on engaging on that task. But you know what? They're busy. You know,
they do have jobs.
They got a job, they got a family, and they're volunteering. So we're just trying to find out what that balance is. But to answer your question, Jim, yes, some of them have engaged in some of that work.
Yeah, so, well, let's talk a little bit about the last board meeting here, MA. Obviously, the list of graduates got approved, and we did have graduation. Went off okay.
Graduation was a huge success. You know, there is a lot of people, and it takes a village to get those kids across the stage. But it was a special occasion. I'm so proud and excited to see where they land, you know, and what their future holds.
We did have at the last meeting a public hearing was held, and we had talked a little bit about it last time about the instructional support levy and how important it is for the Ogden District. And once again, by doing it by board recognition resolution, you get 5 years. If you were to take it to the patrons, you could get up to 10 years for it. Pretty easy for the board to go through this, and they take it seriously. If people come in and ask, they tell them exactly why they need that.
Correct. Yeah. So I took an opportunity at the April meeting to inform our board and re-educate them on what the instructional support program is, and then we really said how we're utilizing those dollars. And then really on how it is with the property tax versus the surtax. They made a motion in the April meeting to put it on the May meeting. We had a public hearing, and then ultimately they did approve that for that 5 years. So appreciative of their support. And, you know, it's equivalent to about five staff members.
Sure.
Is really what those additional funds generate. So we're appreciative, and we really need those dollars as we're really looking at staffing and programming for our students.
Sure. And those are dollars that, you know, it's one of those where I think a lot of districts make use of it, but a lot of people don't really see it. But it is that, I mean, the state gives you 2% and maybe a little extra help here or there on transportation, but your cost of operations certainly has exceeded 2%.
It does. It's very, it helps our general budget. You know, I'll just say that's where that instructional support program goes. And with us receiving 2%, and everybody knows that's been going to the grocery store, things are expensive now. So, you know, with that general budget, we're not only including our staffing plan and benefits, but also, you know, just our day-to-day upkeep. So it's very important that our school board recognizes that, and they were able to pass this instructional support program for us.
So we did a lot of preparation, or things in preparation for the next school year, really, is a lot of the stuff the board did back in May. And I said most school boards do that. They might do milk and bread bids. Sometimes you hold off until June, but it all gets done. And that's the time of the year we're in right now.
We are in that time of year. We're really trying to button up the 24-25 school year, but really we're starting to look at 25-26. And yeah, one of the things that you're mentioning that we did is we really looked at our fees, student fees, and based off of where we are and what we actually see coming in versus where our neighboring districts are, we made a recommendation to the board not to increase any of our fees, except for we're going to look at our meals.
Sure.
And we'll probably make that recommendation in June or July on ultimately what that is. And for our listeners, too, that's a little bit different because that's a different bucket of money. It really needs to be self-sustaining. So there's just so many nuances with school finance. But, you know, just because we didn't raise our fee structure doesn't mean that we maybe don't have to pivot and adjust our food.
I was going to say, yeah, the food one is, and that's the one where people get upset when, because it, well, basically the government requires that you that they have their meals paid for, that they are not in arrears.
Correct.
Students are not in arrears. And does Ogden, do you have some people that step up and supply some assistance there? Because I know a lot of districts do.
We do.
We don't go out and ask them for it, but they just say, for any student that might need.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it's for some of our patrons, you know, they're able to qualify for free and reduced, free or reduced. And then there's some that are just on a hardship and for whatever reason. And, you know, as I was indicating earlier, Ogden just shows up. Yeah. And we do have some of those people in our community that donate and help support some of our families that are in need.
I was going to say, one of those things now is you know, more parents, I'm guessing, have not done all their enrollment for school for next year, but some might have. But the free and reduced, you mentioned that, because most superintendents want, make sure you do this. We're not sure what's happening at the federal level, but there might be dollars tied to it. So please fill it out whether you need it or not, whether you qualify or not.
Yeah, it is very important when we do our online registration that you also accompany it with making sure that you're filling out all those proper documentation. And if you receive an email from us regarding some of that, make sure that you open it up. And sometimes if you apply for just a free and reduced, there's also a waiver for maybe fee structure that you need to also fill out as well. So make sure when you know you get to the end of July and August, you're really looking at your emails. And if you possibly fill out the if you fill out those forms and you would qualify, we may be sending additional emails requesting more information from you.
Well, your administrative team, what have you been working on? What are you going to be working on over the summer?
Well, I think we're just trying to get through this week, you know, and really honoring our staff and our students and just making sure that we conclude the school year on a high note. It's been a very successful year. I could spend probably 30 minutes recognizing and just rattling off all the great things that happened this year. And to be honest, we're going to take the early part of June and just kind of catch our breath. And we got our full-time employees that need to take a break. They've been pouring a lot of time and energy into serving others, and they need to serve themselves right now. But once they actually get that, we're going to be coming together and we're going to start looking at our operational plan for the 25-26 school year and really saying, what were we able to accomplish in 24-25? What maybe goals did we have that we maybe were just a bit short on? And what are we going to do based off of data? We're going to look at a lot of data sets. We're going to look at our vision on where we want the district to go. And we're going to create an operational plan and hope that we're creating kind of that pathway, making sure that we're getting where we want to be.
Keep headed in the at least get everybody in the same direction.
Correct.
And that's a important thing to do. How's Derek? Is he having a good time?
Every time I talk to him, he says he's loving it. I think he is just truly loving the Ogden community and overall the experience working for us.
Well, and they're having, I think, at least administratively, they seem to be having a pretty good time with their teams, their respective teams, too. So
yeah. Absolutely. They have a lot of support staff that helps them out, and they build a pretty good support team with them.
Okay. That's all you wanted. Let's have a team.
Yes. Yep. Honestly, you can't do the work by yourself. If you know, if you're trying to do all those things by yourself, you're going to fail. So it's really important that you build a cohesive team around you so that you can continue to do the things that you need to do.
Do we have, well, let's see, did we look at any bus purchases, anything like that? Are we good there? The nine-passenger vans, we know.
Yeah, we actually, so throughout this last year or so, we've purchased a couple 15-passenger vehicles, and we've discussed that previously. So, no, there is not. Honestly, the summer really is going to bring to us just a lot of annual maintenance and work that we do. Our custodial staff, buildings and grounds, is going to do a lot of deep cleaning. Significant projects, I would want to note that our elementary is going to get a large roof project done. and they're going to start that in early June here. And if you're seeing a lot of work done at the elementary for probably 3 to 4 weeks, that's what's going on. We're getting a new roof.
Big buff. And once again, it's those are the kinds of things when you're doing your facility review. I'm sorry, we don't see, you know, people, unless the water's coming through it, they don't really notice the roof outside of the fact that it's flat.
Yes.
We got to take care of those.
We do. And, you know, we have created a pretty good roof replacement plan, and we're using our PEPL and mm-hmm. or save dollars to making sure that we're keeping up on that. Because if your roofs are bad, everything that's underneath of it is getting wet and ruined. Yeah. So I think that's one thing that even was before I came superintendent, the superintendents that I've had before and the boards that I've had before have really said, let's make sure we're investing in our roofs. And with that, you know, those flat roofs have a lifespan of over 20 years, and we've had a really good rotation that we're doing and making sure that we're keeping those up to date.
So roofing, that's it. You did the track last year, so resurface that. So
really,
otherwise, everything else, I mean, you're at that point where you are going into your facility review, and that's going to be part of the work, I'm guessing, that will be gathered over the summer.
Yeah, so FRK, we had a subcommittee that met really over the spring months, mm-hmm. and FRK is going to present that information at our June meeting. So I'm really excited to see what they ultimately present to our board on maybe some of the projects that our community or our subcommittee at least sure. identified that, you know, if we say what we want Ogden to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, these might be some of the things that we need to be doing to making sure that we're continually making that progress. We don't want to be reactionary. No. We want to be kind of proactive in this because I think if you neglect or don't address some of those things, all of a sudden it becomes an issue. We got great facilities right now. We want to make sure that they continue to be great.
That was good. That was one thing, and I've said to, I think Superintendent Trapp, I mentioned to her too, I said, so all districts had completed projects really within the last year or 2 years, and everybody has their engineers, architects involved as they are taking a look at facilities, because once you get up to speed, I mean, United's been doing it as well. Once you get things up there, it's preservation.
It is.
It's a lot less costly to keep preserving.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's our goal. You know, we have some areas that are brand new, quite frankly, and our community yeah. has supported us, and we've had various projects with the elementary getting revitalized, I think, yeah. You know, within the last 10 years.
Sure.
We've
yeah.
had some additions at our middle school, and some even activities in athletic areas that have been redone. But we have some areas that have been, you know, maybe on the back burner, Jim, well, and we need to look at those things.
We might have some 90s, early 2000 type things that need to be taken care of, because
yes.
that's not new anymore, folks. That's 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen that in a number of places too, where, I mean, yeah, we got the buildings looking good and stuff, but a lot of the interior might still be outdated.
Yeah. Some of our high school, honestly, is 1967 built, you know, so the brick and mortar is still solid. But some of those inner workings, the mechanicals and the HVACs and those types of things, just as a homeowner, you know, you're going to have to maintain and update those things. We need to do the same thing for our schools.
And they are not inexpensive. So otherwise, we got regular work going on mostly for the district and through the summer months. And we're going to have some sports activities that'll be going on. People will keep busy with that. At least, what, we hit July, I think that's...
Yeah, the month
it's
of June
when they'll
here
wind down.
Will quickly be on us. And on. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be softball and baseball, and they're going to be doing a lot. I think we have the Bob Morgan softball tournament coming up here this weekend, and we're really mm-hmm. excited to be able to host that. And I'm excited to see our student athletes out on the fields.
And we get, at least at this point, some of the things that they've been working on, or at least not just athletes, but staff as far as going back to school. I know you'll have some, because all districts do have teachers that are going back, getting additional education, work at, which we love.
We do love that. Yeah, absolutely. So we have some things that are in place for some people that maybe don't have a certification that we're looking for, that we might be able to support them. Or there's some that, you know, say, I appreciate the education profession, but I want to open up some doors to some other opportunities. Sure. So they're getting advanced degrees maybe in counseling and or curriculum instruction and assessment or leadership administration. And we do have a few of those individuals, and I'm excited to see that they have some time to focus on their learning over the summer, and excited for what they're able to do.
Positions that might be available for next year, are there some you're looking at, or are there some somewhere you'd like people to check it out?
Yeah, so I would like to note that we do have a really good retention rate this year, but we do have three critical openings right now. So we have a talented and gifted position that's open for our middle school, high school. We have a elementary computer science teacher that is open, and we are currently looking for a high school math teacher right now. So if any of our listeners have any of those degrees or certifications and or know somebody that is wanting to maybe be in Boone, Story County area, we would certainly be interested in them applying, and hopefully they are the right candidate for us.
Okay. Information online?
Information is on our website, and or they can reach out to our HR director, Christine Oyn.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good month there coming up. We'll visit with you towards the end of June and see how things are coming together for this year.
Thank you, Jim.